Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. App downloads are exploding in India and China. Snapchat is forecast to be a danger to Facebook advertising. And Komplett sets its eyes on becoming a Nordic Amazon. India and China have seen the amount of app downloads surge in recent months. Both Google Play and Apple's App Store have experienced such a rise in demand that it's reported that for the first time since its launch, China is the largest source of revenue for the iOS App Store. It's also been reported that Google Play has seen 6 billion app downloads in the past 12 months, more than it's seen in the US, and is expected to see around 20 billion Indian downloads before 2020. In total, Apple and Google saw $35 billion US dollars of revenue generated from their app stores, a 40% increase over 2015. However, this success comes at the same time that it's being demanded by the government that all app stores with a Chinese presence immediately sign up to a register. The BBC's Dong Li says, however, that the move shows an acknowledgement of the danger of apps becoming a major carrier of information and a challenge to China's internet police. WPP has announced that its clients spent $90 million on Snapchat advertising in 2016. The largest advertising company in the world originally forecast that $30 million would be spent through the year on the platform, but were forced to reevaluate their forecasts multiple times throughout the year. CEO Martin Sorrell said that he believed that Snapchat legitimately posed a threat to Facebook as a potential alternative. Whilst he admitted that Snapchat spend was small compared to the $5 billion and $1.7 billion US dollars spent on Google and Facebook respectively, it was also noted that Snapchat spend is expected to increase further to $930 million in 2017. With the addition of sponsored filters and video ads between stories on Snapchat, Facebook's fake news and measurement issues in 2016 may encourage publishers to experiment with the photo app. In response to Snapchat's potential, Facebook has offered advertisers an option to opt into its ad network, which it claims will help reach 16% more people. The companies that have recently signed up to the network include the Washington Post and the India Today Group. Norway's largest online retailer Komplett has announced ambitions to become the Amazon of the Nordics. Currently active in Norway, Denmark, and Sweden, the company will move from owning 18 online stores to allowing third-party sellers to list their items online and work as a marketplace. Olivinia, the CEO of Komplett, says that the company will be a good local alternative to Amazon in the region as it knows the market and its consumers. He said that the ability to sell a wide range of products on the marketplace was crucial for future acquisitions and collaborations with online shops. Payment messaging bots have been launched by Ingenico. The long-term plan is for these bots to enable users to pay and accept payments through messaging apps such as Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and WeChat. Michel Leger, executive vice president of Ingenico Labs, said in a statement that focusing on adding payment into messaging apps seems unavoidable due to the ever-increasing use of social media around the world. Currently, around 3 billion people use at least one messaging app, with users spending more and more time within the apps. The payment methods are designed to mean that consumers can choose and pay for items in-app, whilst allowing brands to connect with users more personally. And finally, the provider of mapping information to Baidu is extending its coverage around the world. Here, an open location platform company has now mapped 150 countries across the globe, which will soon be added to Baidu's mapping service. Work will continue to update the mapping system after its launch, whilst the company adds in additional information that is collected from cars and other data collection sources. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.